Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Lorna, L-O-R-N-A, Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R. According to the information obtained from the examinee, Lorna Hunter is a 54-year-old woman who reports she injured the right lower side of her back on 7-14-20. Prior to lifting heavy tubs and fruit from the floor to the shopping cart and then to the countertop. Prior to she needed to bend over a wood bin slash pallet while doing so. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She did accept spinal injections but did not undergo any surgery. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment in this matter. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Hunter alleged she was lifting heavy watermelons on 7-11-20, causing lumbar spine and lumbar radiculopathy residuals. Prior treatment records show she was seen on 7-14-20 at Med Express. Prior she stated she had been doing heavy lifting for 4 days and had pain in the mid and lower back. Period. She was examined, including x-rays of the lumbar spine. Appeared there was decreased lordosis consistent with muscle spasm, but no fracture or dislocation. Appeared she was diagnosed with a muscle strain at the lower back, for which she was initiated on conservative care. Appeared Ms. Hunter followed up over the next several weeks through 8-27-20. She remained symptomatic, period. In the paragraph, she was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Disabella beginning 9-1-20, period. He wrote on 7-11-20, she was leaning over to pick up a watermelon and felt a ripping sensation when she stood up. Period. She had been employed by the insurer for about 6 months, period. She relayed her course of treatment with MedExpress to date, including 6 physical therapy sessions. Apparently, she denied any previous injuries to this body part and denies any previous work-related injury. Apparently, she did admit to a history of motor vehicle accident at some point. Period. Dr. Disabella evaluated her and diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy on the right. Period. You ordered a lumbar MRI and removed her from work. Period. New paragraph. On 9-25-20, she did undergo a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period. It was not compared to any prior studies. Period. She followed up with Dr. Disabella for continued conservative care. Period. On 12-21-20, she was seen by Dr. Fitzhenry for pain management. Period. He then performed selective nerve root blocks on 1-19-21. Period. A right sacroiliac joint injection was administered on 2-16-21. Period. On 4-27-21, he performed a right piriformis injection under fluoroscopy. Period. New paragraph. On 3-16-21, she underwent an EMG by Dr. Sarlo, S-A-R-L-O, to be inserted here. Period. She participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 6-30-21. She demonstrated the ability to perform 91.2% of the physical demands of her job as a clerk. Period. Consistency of effort results obtained during testing indicate this worker put forth full effort. Period. Prior to each injection procedure, she underwent COVID-19 testing. Period. Her last visit with Dr. Fitzhenry was on 7/19/21. Period. She had full painless range of motion of the lumbar spine in all planes. Period. For set loading maneuvers were negative. Period. She was non-tender over the lumbar sacral paraspinals and the sacroiliac joints bilaterally. Period. She was neurologically intact. Period. Straight leg raising maneuvers was negative bilaterally. Period. Straight leg raising test was positive on the right in a seated position. Period. This is incongruous. Period. She was exquisitely tender over the course of the right piriformis muscle. Period. He discharged her from care on that visit. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Ms. Hunter filed a claim petition relative to an incident on 7/11/94 when a patient fell on the petitioner. Period. She was working at Greenbrier East Nursing Home at that time. Period. She claimed permanent residuals of injuries to the back accompanied by neurological disabilities. Period. On 10/24/95, she received an order approving settlement for 10% permanent partial total for orthopedic residuals of lumbar sacral strain and sprain, sacroiliitis, MRI evidence of bulging disc and bone scan evidence of mild degenerative changes and questionable compression fracture of L4. Period. New paragraph. On 4/6/95, she was evaluated by Dr. Fiedler, F-I-E-D-L-E-R. Period. He noted the MRI and bone scan as well as plain x-rays. Period. On exam, she had over-response subjectively to the very lightest touch about her lower back, although she does possess full range of motion without contemporaneous involuntary spasm or tightening. Period. Sciatic stretch signs were negative. Period. Objectively, she was intact about the lower extremities with no observable or measurable atrophy. Period. Deep tendon reflexes were sluggish but symmetrical, and there was no motor dysfunction that he could detect. Period. But essentially, we are then left with an MRI which demonstrates, quote, minimally bulging disc at L5-S1, period, end quote. He explained some minimal bulging is actually a normal phenomenon. Period. He nevertheless offered 3.5% permanent partial total disability arising from the alleged injuries of 7/11/94, period. On 9/5/95, she was also seen by Dr. Barr, B-A-R-R, period. He offered an assessment of 40% permanent partial total based on residuals of lumbar sacral strain, sacroiliitis, MRI evidence of bulging disc, and bone scan evidence of mild degenerative changes and a questionable compression fracture of L4. Period. She was presently working for a different employer and had persistent complaints. Period. I'm also in receipt of a job description for her position as a produce clerk at Albertsons Incorporated for the position of a produce clerk. Period. Amongst the listed tasks were occasional lifting of 50 pounds above shoulder level, period, she did occasionally have to lift 100 pounds and frequently lift 50 pounds. Period carrying was performed occasionally with 50 pounds. Period, this is also incongruous. Period, physical exam. Extremities, upper normal. Extremities, lower normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral, she was able to walk on her heels and toes, but complained of low back pain while doing so. Period, she changed positions slowly and was able to squat and rise. Period, there was non-reproducible tenors, palpation about the right sciatic notch and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 75 degrees. Both elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, she had a reverse flip maneuver on the left consistent with symptom magnification. Period, impressions. Lorna Hunter alleges to have injured her lower back at work on 7/11/20 when she was lifting heavy watermelons. Period, she went to MedExpress 3 days later and initiated on conservative care. Period, she participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period, she then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Disabella, who had her undergo a lumbar MRI on 9/25/20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, she then accepted a variety of injections from Dr. Fitzhenry, but remained somewhat symptomatic. Period, EMG by Dr. Sorlo on 3/16/21 was negative for lumbar sacral radiculopathy. Period, on 5/30/21, she participated in an FCE and was found able to carry out the tasks of her position. Period. Dr. Disabella then discharged her from care to full duty. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner currently denies having any previous injuries or problems in the lower back. Period. This is notwithstanding extensive documentation to the contrary. Period. In fact, she had claimed an injury to the lower back in 1994. Period. She underwent permanency evaluations and then received an order approving settlement to be inserted here. Period. Amongst the listed evidence for this permanency were findings essentially the same as those detected on her MRI in 2020, comma, taking into consideration her aging over the 26 years since that event. Period. End.